Hello, everyone. This is Rob McDougall with Zeng Financial here with your weekly economic update. Today is February 12th, 2024. So last week, as we previewed, a extremely light week in terms of economic updates and data. There was only two releases of note, make it really only one. One was initial claims, which is pretty much in line, a little bit better than expected. But the only real data point last week was the ISM non-manufacturing index. So that's the services index. That came in better than expected. It came in at 53.4. Expectations were for 52. This is, again, just as the manufacturing PMI, it's scaled at 50. So anything over 50 means expansion, below means contraction. So a 53.4 is a pretty solid metric. So that was really the only economic data point worth mentioning last week. We'll just go over the fact that the Fed funds future expectations did change a bit last week. Actually, before hitting that, I'll just mention the Atlanta Federal Reserve actually took down their expectations for first quarter GDP growth from a robust 4.2% down to 3.4% on, again, really no economic news. Not sure why the adjustment. But that's actually good, I would say, for investors, for the market, in that it would suggest maybe the easing inflation that we've seen will continue, and therefore the Fed can eventually lower rates at some point, hopefully in the first half this year. So inflation expectations hardly budged, but I'll just reiterate the fact that they're really low. 10-year inflation expectation, the 10-year Treasury minus the 10-year TIPS yield, is 2.25%. Again, that's the average expectation over the next 10 years. So the Fed funds, which I mentioned just a moment ago, the expectation for the March Federal Reserve meeting and cuts, 84% probability of no cut coming up. So that's pretty much what we would expect to see. However, there was a change in expectations for the full year. So for the full year, there's now a 51% chance of, built into the Fed funds future market, of at least 100 basis point in cuts. That's up from 32% from the week before. But now the odds of up to 150 basis point cut, or six total cuts, that dropped dramatically from 26% to 15%. Now, recall just a month or so ago, the consensus was we were going to get six cuts or 150 basis points. Now the odds are only 15% of that occurring. So in terms of how the markets performed in the face of almost no economic news and the Atlanta Fed moving their guess for first quarter GDP growth, equity market was strong last week here in the U.S., flat internationally, fixed income decidedly down. So within the U.S., what drove the equity markets, we believe, there were actually a handful of S&P 500, large S&P 500 companies with upside to earnings. Two notable, Disney, Lilly, Ford as well, throw that one in there. But at least a half dozen that were stronger than expected. So corporate earnings growth looks pretty solid for the fourth quarter. So S&P 500 last week up 1.4%, but much like we saw for all of 2023, it didn't really filter down well. So Magnificent 7 did well, the rest of the S&P 500 not as well. So S&P 500 up 1.4% last week, equally weighted S&P 500 index only up 50 basis points last week. So what drove the market again last week here in the U.S., that Magnificent 7, as I mentioned, so large cap growth continues to dominate in the U.S. So growth stocks in the U.S. year to date up 5.2%, value only up 0.3%, and large cap again dominating small cap, at least year to date up 6.9%, small cap actually down almost 60 basis points. Internationally, flat last week in terms of developed markets. Emerging markets did get a bit of a lift, up 70 basis points, because China finally had an up week, up 2.86%, which leaves China on a year-to-date basis down nearly 8%, 7.94%. And on a year-to-date basis, U.S. stocks, the S&P 500, up 5.52%. Fixed income last week, we had a very strong bond rally at the end of last year, November and December, fantastic rally. That looks to be unwinding a little bit on a year-to-date basis, particularly last week. So last week, we had the two-year U.S. Treasury yield up 12 basis points, the 10-year up 16 basis points. So the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index was down 82 basis points, which takes the year-to-date loss on the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index to almost 1.5%. So stocks doing well, fixed income giving up some of the gains we saw late last year here early in 2024. So let's take a look at the earnings releases coming up this week. And unlike last week, we've got a slew of what we would deem important data points coming up, particularly on inflation, which starts tomorrow. We'll get the CPI and core CPI for January. The expectations are both of those indicators will be unchanged for the month of January versus what we saw in December, with the CPI up 0.3% month over month, that's the consensus, and CPI core up 2%, 0.2% month over month. Then on Thursday, we get retail sales and retail sales ex auto. Both of these indicators are expected to have decelerated in January, which would be good because the December readings were very high. So December reading for retail sales was a positive 0.6. That is expected to contract the month of January, month over month, to a negative 0.1%, which, again, from an inflation standpoint, would be welcome. So on Friday, we get housing start, we get building permit. Won't go through the numbers on either of those, but they're expected to be up just marginally month over month for the month of January. But the big reports on Friday, CPI or PPI and PPI core, as well as the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index. So in terms of the PPI, unlike the CPI, the PPI, Producer Price Index, is expected to have accelerated a little bit in terms of inflation versus what we saw in December. So the PPI is expected to be up month over month, 0.1%. It was unchanged in December. In course, PPI is expected to come in at positive 0.1. That actually decreased in December. It was a negative 0.1%. So the last data point for this week, University of Michigan Sentiment Index. Now, the January reading was fantastic. It was much better than expected. It came in at 79. Expectations, I believe, were at, well below that. A big beat in the month of January. We'll get the February reading on Tuesday or on Friday, and the expectation is that it is going to be slightly better at 80. But again, the month of December or the month of January that I've referenced a couple of times was so much better than expected. That was the best reading we've had in over 2 years. So we're expecting just slight improvement on the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index for the month of February, reported Friday. So that is it for the recap this week. Thank you very much for your attendance and hope to see you next week. Thank you.